to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Relentless, by Tim S. Grover and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. The whole point of this book is that in order to be successful, to truly have what you want in your life, you must stop waiting to be told what to do and how to do it. Your goals, your decisions, your commitment. If you can't see the end result, how can anyone else see it for you? In Relentless, Tim Grover motivates us to go from good to great to unstoppable. This book will inspire you to get off your comfy couch, kick all obstacles aside, and be relentless in your own pursuit of achieving your goals. Tim Grover has trained championship athletes, including Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Dwayne Wade. He began working with Michael Jordan very early in Michael's career and continued to work with him for 15 years. Currently CEO of Chicago-based Attack Athletics, Grover continues to train athletes and business professionals to be at the top of their own games. If you want to create a no-excuses mindset to go after your big goals, this is the book to fire you up. Let's take a look at the first big thought. A relentless mindset. Becoming unstoppable. Quote, most people are willing to settle for good enough, but if you want to be unstoppable, those words mean nothing to you. Being the best means engineering your life so you never stop until you get what you want, and then you keep going until you get what's next, and then you go for even more. Relentless. End quote. Grover basically calls it like it is. He puts it to you directly, and there's no messing around. You either want it and you'll do whatever it takes to get it, or you should just get out of the way. When you have a relentless mindset, just wanting something or trying to go after it simply isn't going to cut it. There are many people who simply give up, or worse, they never even start. They simply sit on the sidelines, and we all know that doesn't get you anywhere. Grover writes, quote, if you're relentless, there is no halfway, no could or should or maybe. Don't tell me the glass is half full or half empty. You either have something in that glass or you don't. Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat. End quote. If you want to be unstoppable, there's no time to sit around and bask in the glory of past successes or worry about what happened in the past. You keep going. You do more. You demand this from yourself and take full responsibility. We all want more from ourselves. We want to reach deep down and give this life the best of ourselves in order to achieve all of our goals. The great part of this book is that it stirs up this very part of you. If you have a big vision for your life, you're going to need to become the kind of person who can make that happen. After all, no one wants to go through life as a watered-down version of who they had the potential to become. Do you? Of course not. So don't settle for good enough. It's time to find that relentless mindset and get into unstoppable mode. The next big thought. Cleaners, getting the job done. Quote, why do I call them cleaners? Because they take responsibility for everything. When something goes wrong, they don't blame others because they never really count on anyone else to get the job done in the first place. They just clean up the mess and move on. End quote. The author puts people into three categories: coolers, closers, and cleaners. World-class athletes are cleaners. Michael Jordan was a cleaner, taking full responsibility and getting the job done, delivering the type of performance that no one else could even touch. Here's the difference between coolers, closers, and cleaners. Coolers. A cooler is careful. He waits to be told what to do, watches to see what everyone else is doing, and then follows the leader. Basically, coolers are keeping things cool until the leader comes along. Closers. The closer does what he's supposed to do, gets the credit, and goes home a happy hero. There's nothing wrong with being a closer. They're great at what they do, but there's a level that's even higher than that if you want to be the best. Cleaners. When you're a cleaner, you're relentlessly focused on results. There's total ownership of achieving those results and total focus. Nothing gets in the way. It's about more than being great. It's about being the best. Grover emphasizes, quote, if you want to be great, deliver the unexpected. If you want to be the best, deliver a miracle, end quote. He also says that when, quote, you're a cleaner, when everyone is hitting the in case of emergency button, they're all looking for you, end quote. That says it all, right? We're just sharing a few favorite insights here, but you'll find tremendous food for thought about how to build your character by learning more about the mindsets of the best in Relentless. And by the way, if you want to go deeper into the concept of taking full ownership, you might also enjoy the book Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Check out our life note on that fantastic book as well. The next big thought: get comfortable being uncomfortable. Do what's difficult. Quote, bottom line, if you want success of any kind, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Every time you think you can't, you have to do it anyway. End quote. You can lead an exceptional life or you can lead a comfortable life, but the two rarely coincide. Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps didn't get to where they are by living a comfortable, easy life. Most people try to avoid discomfort, but if you want to be exceptional, then by definition, you can't do what most people do. And the only way to break through barriers to achieve your goals is to make peace with being uncomfortable. Grover writes, quote, every day you have to do something you don't want to do. Every day. Challenge yourself to be uncomfortable. Push past the apathy and laziness and fear. Otherwise, the next day, you're going to have two things you don't want to do. Then three, and four, and five, and pretty soon you can't even get back to the first thing. End quote. We love this advice. And it's kind of funny, isn't it, that we think we can keep putting off that thing we don't want to do as if tomorrow will be a completely blank slate with nothing on it. The reality is that tomorrow you're simply going to need to add into your full day all the stuff that you didn't do yesterday. It's not going to magically go away. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Do the difficult things. Go for the run, even when it's raining. Have that tough conversation with your boss, your client, or your spouse. Start the business, even though you're afraid of outright failing. Make that difficult phone call. Throw out all of that sugar and processed junk food. Go visit that off-the-beaten-track travel destination. If you play it safe all the time, your life might be comfortable, but is that really why you were put here on Earth? To be comfortable? Or would you rather get out into the world and do and accomplish amazing things? The next big thought: be who you are. Trust your instinct. Quote, at some point you stopped doing what came naturally and started doing what you were told. You took all your crazy urges and ideas and desires and you stuffed them down where no one could see. But right now, right this minute, you know they're still there, in the part of you that you don't show anyone else, the part that refuses to be taught, refuses to conform and behave. That's the dark side of your instinct. You cannot be great without it. End quote. We're born having certain instincts about what we want and what we need. But with each passing day and year, we're taught how we should behave. Babies are naturally relentless, explains Grover. Babies tell everyone how it's going to be, and that's how it is. But over time, we become less relentless as we follow someone else's rules. Our instincts take a back seat. Grover uses the analogy of a caged lion just lying there acting lethargic. Yet when you let him out of the cage, those powerful instincts kick back in and he goes on the attack. And most people are like that lion, just hanging out in the safe, predictable cage. But you can find that instinct again. You can become so prepared and confident that when the time comes, you can just quickly do what is instinctually right. Quote, whether you're playing a sport or running a business, it's the same concept. You don't need to schedule a meeting to discuss a decision. You just make the decision. Your instincts become so finely tuned that you have a reflexive response that allows you to attack without thinking. End quote. It's time to let your inner lion out of its cage. Trust your own instinct. Get yourself super prepared so that you develop strong trust in yourself. If you truly want to be relentless, you're going to need to dig deep to find that within yourself, and the first step is to trust your own instincts. The next big thought: make decisions, take action. Quote, trust yourself. Decide. Every minute you sit around trying to figure out what to do, someone else is already doing it. End quote. If you want to be not just good or even great, but the best in your area of focus, then you need to act completely differently than those who are not the best. Let's take decision-making. Cleaners, or true leaders, take responsibility and they make decisions. There's nothing wishy-washy here. It all comes down to taking action, making decisions, taking action, and getting the results. Tim Grover hates when people talk about passion or inner drive. He also really hates when people wonder if the glass is half full or half empty. When asked what all these things have in common, he says that they all translate into, "I thought about it and did nothing." Quote, "What the hell is inner drive? Inner drive is nothing more than thought without action, internal wanderings that never hit the pavement to go anywhere. Completely worthless until those thoughts become external and convert to action." End quote. Can you tell that Tim Grover is a no excuses kind of guy? And with the track record that he has with athletes like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, he's certainly worth listening to. Now, having said that, not everyone wants to be a Michael Jordan. Or perhaps said in a different way, not everyone is willing to pay the price that it would take to be as great as him, even if you could magically conjure up his level of talent for yourself. But no matter what your goals are, the author's refreshingly direct and hard-charging style is certainly going to make you ask yourself some tougher questions and will encourage you to move forward into action. The final big thought: failure redefined. Quote, "Let's make this simple. Failure is what happens when you decide you failed. Until then, you're still always looking for ways to get where you want to be." End quote. It's natural to fear failure. As we learned in Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman, check out that life note too, people are loss averse. Essentially, it's much harder for us to lose something we already have than to not get something that we want. We protect against loss. We also really care about what other people think about us, so failing hurts. But in Relentless, we learn how those who are at the tops of their game define failure, and it's very different from most people. The difference is that they realize that you decide if or when there's a failure. It's up to you, and that naturally means it's not up to anyone else. Grover writes, quote, "When someone else says you've failed, what they really mean is, if that were me, I would feel like a failure." Well, that guy's not you, and he's obviously not a cleaner, because cleaners don't recognize failure. End quote. Super empowering idea, right? Why would you allow someone else to define whether or not you've succeeded or failed? In fact, how can someone have any idea how you define success? Sometimes it may seem obvious. If an athlete gets the bronze medal instead of the gold, you could say that the bronze medalist failed. But did she? If her goal was to medal in the Olympics, then by her standard, she's a huge success. A mega success, in fact, to reach a goal that almost no one else on earth can reach. If you fall off the horse, you get back on. You didn't fail because you fell off the horse. You just learned one more way how not to ride a horse. Grover writes, quote, "Lose a game, but win the season. Lose a season, come back and win the next three. Lose a job, start a new business. No one else is getting the last word on whether he succeeded." End quote. Remember, you decide if something is a failure or if it's simply one more step on the journey to success. If you're ready to embrace the idea of being unstoppable in your life, you're going to love Relentless by Tim Grover. And if you want to learn more about the author, you can find him at timgrover.com. We hope you found this life note insightful. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.